Hi, and welcome to the Sober as Shit podcast. I am Brandy, and I am your host for this show today. I want to thank all the listeners for listening. I know a while back I had been doing an introduction talking about a group that I've recently started connecting sober women with other sober women, letting each other get to know one another. And while I'm still doing that group, I want to more open my horizons and include men as well, because ultimately, my goal is to include not only women, but men, and have an environment where everybody can connect with one another and help each other stay sober. It's free. I just want to help people get out and help each other stay sober, because that's how I stay sober. And I just want to share that gift with everybody and anybody who's trying to obtain sobriety or is looking how to maintain their sobriety, because I can't stay sober by myself. And most of the alcoholics or people in recovery that I know also can't stay sober by themselves. So my ultimate goal is just to help everybody stay sober. Hey guys, on today's episode, I wanted to start by saying, as a mom and interviewing my son last week, it was a very short interview, but it just gave me such pleasure knowing that he's so aware, but he's also unaware in a sense that he's still a little bit naive to just how bad alcohol is and how much it really affected me. Does that excuse the fact that I drank in front of him and scarred his childhood? Absolutely not. But as a mom, and for any other mom or dad that's in recovery, we sit there and we think back of every single thing we did, we analyze it, and then we do, like, if we're in a program, we write out a fourth step. And if you're like me, I have like this huge list of everything that I did wrong and all this guilt and shame. And then it starts resurfacing because you're sitting there digging it up. And as I'm digging it up, I'm feeling the pain and I'm feeling the remorse and the guilt and the shame. So much shame. And I don't know how to deal with it, to be honest. Like, it's overwhelming the amount of shame and guilt I still carry. Now, I'm not saying I will ever, like, be rid of it. But if I'm going to stay sober, I have to learn how to live with it. And to live with it, all I need to do, really, is to make living amends, as they say in AA. I need to work every day to be a better person than I was yesterday. So yesterday, maybe I did something wrong. For example, I was just so annoyed. I was overwhelmed. I'm like, this past week has just been crazy. I'm on day, I think, 678, maybe. But I started out the week that, yes, I'm finally going to go do the doctor thing. I'm going to go and do lab tests and actually have them test my liver and actually open my eyes, because it's silly of me to just pretend like I didn't drink. I mean, I don't pretend like I didn't drink, but I've never actually taken the steps to be tested to make sure I don't have diabetes and I don't have liver problems and et cetera, et cetera. So I did that, and it was like this overwhelming fear. And I still have fear because now I'm waiting on the results. But being in recovery means every single day that I'm not drinking, I'm healing my body. I'm healing my liver. And that's an improvement. And every day I don't drink, I'm healing my kids, because I'm not subjecting them to the constant insecurity of not knowing whether mom is going to be able to drive them to school, not knowing if mom's going to be able to help them with homework, not knowing if mom is going to be awake at 8 p.m. at night. Like, now I'm awake, I'm aware, I'm present. I may snap because I'm a mom, and moms typically and parents are typically overwhelmed at times of the day, but I'm always going to go back and I'm going to be like, I apologize for my behavior. I'm sorry for snapping at you. I was just a little bit overwhelmed at the time, and I asked you to stop making those noises like 20 times and you chose not to. Let's move on from here. And that's part of being in recovery. And it doesn't matter if you're in a program or not. We have to evaluate our actions so that we can correct them and we don't keep falling into the same path. And yes, that leads me to the fact that I've completed steps 6 and 7 in my program of recovery. And now I'm starting on step 8. And now I truly understand why there's this thing called humility. And before sobriety, I just thought it was just like this ridiculous thing that some like saint somewhere was possibly humble or in like able to live in humility and they were awesome. But yeah, now I'm learning like what it means to be in humility. And it's awesome because to be in humility, I don't have to think bad of myself. I don't have to think less of myself. I'm not any worse than the neighbor next to me. But it's me thinking of myself less. So it's me looking at my actions and realizing, hey, I'm not being that great person. Maybe I should take a breath, give a minute, breathe, and be better than I was a moment ago. So that my son and my daughter, my husband and my friends and acquaintances don't have to deal with my tone of voice or my attitude. That is, to me, what living in humility is. It's hard and it's not easy, but it's fucking worth it. And all I know is I'm so thankful to be humble today, because if it wasn't for working my recovery, making podcasts, being in my recovery groups, being sober, then I would be dead. I would be in a mental institution again. I would be nothing. Because without recovery, I am nobody. I don't have a mind. I don't have thoughts. I don't have the ability to do or say anything, because all I'll be doing is chasing the next drink. And chasing that drink is the worst thing in the world, because I stop caring about my kids. I stop caring about being alive. I just care about that liquid poison and getting it into my throat as fast as I can. And that is no way to live. So yeah, a little bit serious today, just mainly because, like I said, I've been living in anxiety. I even spoke to the doctor about it. And I've been dealing like with a severe depression. And I'm still, of course, doing the alcoholicism, which is I'm putting on my outside face pretty much to everybody, although I have kind of been level with my sponsor and such, in the sense that I'm not just saying I'm fine. I'm saying like kind of what's going on, and I'm making strides. But I'm also realizing as I'm making this podcast that, hey, maybe this is a little bit bigger than I thought it was. And so for me, I know personally that acceptance is huge. I have to be able to be in acceptance while I'm in humility. And I also need to be willing to admit these things more often, because I have this huge stigma against anxiety and depression. And it goes back to living with a mom who was bipolar or manic depressed and who was slightly crazy, and it traumatized me. And I don't want to do that to my kids. So today I am working on, when I'm feeling overwhelmed and anxious and depressed, which is a lot lately, giving myself a few minutes, thinking of some good thoughts, some gratitudes, some ways to be of service, to pull myself out of those. Now, it's not going to work forever, but it will help get me started, and I can start using new actions to take me out of the old habits. And that is one of the hardest and most worthy things I've ever learned in my life at the age of 29. Like, how crazy is that? If you're new in recovery and you're having a bad day, they're not all bad days, at least in my experience. You will have bad days, and as you have them, you're going to grow stronger. And if you slip up, just keep going. Do not give up, because we all start at the same spot, at the bottom of the pit that we dug into. But as we start climbing up, even if we relapse, as long as we keep climbing and clawing our way out, we're still learning and we're still growing and we're still able to be a better person. So please don't give up. Post, join a recovery group, do a podcast. If you ever wanted to do a podcast, email me, message me on Facebook, soberasshit@gmail.com, brandyjoykov for Facebook, soberasshit Facebook page. Do a podcast. Sharing yourself and sharing a story is one of the fastest and easiest ways where you can be kind of in that third party position and be like, oh, I hear the pain in my voice. I can feel it resonating now. And it kind of opens your eyes. So I hope you guys have a fabulous day. Thank you so much for listening. I'm hoping I have an interview lined up for the next episode. And thanks so much, guys. Bye.